In the prophecy today, Veronica Lukin sees the location and a vision of hell. Stay tuned.
This program is dedicated to help you achieve peace of mind and soul in these troubling times, in these last days before that glorious day when Jesus Christ returns. Now, here is your moderator, Gary Wolshire.
We go to the Book of Life and Love, the Bible. We turn to the second epistle of St. Peter the Apostle, chapter 2, verses 4 through 10, quote, "For God did not spare the angels when they sinned, but dragged them down by infernal ropes to Tartarus and delivered them to be tortured and kept in custody for judgment. Nor did he spare the ancient world, but preserved with seven others Noah, a herald of justice, which he brought a flood upon the world of the impious. And he condemned the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah to destruction, reducing them to ashes, thus making them an example to those who in the future should live impiously. Whereas he delivered just Lot, who was distressed by their lawless behavior of the wicked. For by what that just man saw and heard while dwelling among them, they tormented his just soul day after day with their wicked deeds. The Lord knows how to deliver the God-fearing from temptation and to reserve the wicked for torment on the day of judgment. But especially those who follow the flesh in unclean lust and despise authority." Unquote. The Virgin Mary, under the title Our Lady of the Roses, Mary Help of Mothers, appeared to Veronica Lukin at Bayside, New York, from 1970 to 1994. Our Lady brought urgent warnings and prophecies from God the Father in heaven of great events that are to happen in the near future. She came to prepare us and save us if we will only listen and follow her instructions. Now listen carefully as we play an actual recording of the urgent warnings and prophecies given from heaven on June 18, 1990. We start at a point where Veronica is describing what she sees.
Now Jesus is standing directly over the tall tree by her statue. He's been there quite a while. I looked back a couple of times when I was by the infirm circle, and I noticed him standing there very patiently. He had followed me over, but then returned to the center of the etcetera. Now Jesus is looking all about him. He's extending his hand like this and making the sign of the cross. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Now Jesus is going over towards his left, our right. He's going farther over to the edge of the trees, and he's looking down. Now he's motioning over to the right side, and I see a gnat. There's a gnat swarming in the sky. It looks like the east coast of the United States. I can see Florida. I can even see Long Island. But then I see something very ominous. Looks like a big red bear, like in that bear picture. But you know, I know that country. It's in Cuba. What is the bear doing in Cuba, Blessed Mother? Now Our Lady is coming back. She was also watching at the infern circle, although Jesus accompanied me over there. But now they're pointing up, and I see another country that goes across the other side of the world, it looks like. I don't know, I'm not too familiar with the areas of the nations, but I believe it's USSR, the Russian, you know. And Jesus is shaking his head yes. So in the meantime, he's placed his finger to his lips like this, which means that he wants me to repeat, "My child, and my children. I have very little to say that could solace me for the evil I see prevalent upon the earth. Your generation has become perverse and indoctrinated by Satan until the cults of Satan now are well stacked in your country. Your children will be the victims. Yes, my child and my children, I know it is difficult for you to understand without having an actual meeting with these Satanists to see how vile they are, how they desecrate everything, and how they torment the souls of the children and those they have in their grasp. Protect your children, all the mothers and fathers of the world. Protect your children, or they will disappear from your homes forever. Even human sacrifice is taking place at this very hour that I am here with you. How can we do anything but beg with you to listen now before it is too late? There will come another great chastisement to the United States. Look, my child, and tell me what you see. Oh, I don't know where it's at, but I see a lot of boats. Oh, they're submarines. They're just coming to the surface. And they look like they're off the coast. There's a map, at least, pointing towards the map of the United States. I live on Long Island, and it sure looks like they're coming off the Long Island area. Now, as though they've been alerted to something, they're going now down into the water. But they are going now under, I can see, Jesus has me watching them undersea, and they are going to Cuba. I know it's Cuba. Now, what they're doing in Cuba, I don't know, but it appears that the Soviets are arming them. Yes, my child, you have spoken well and directed it as I wanted you to. Now, this has to be known. My child and my children, make it known to your Senate and your President that the two-legged demon, as we address him, has entered upon your country, and they are not to be deceived, for he has a major plan against the United States. Yes, my children, many prayers are being said at this time throughout the world. The nations are suffering. So therefore, we expect you to understand what may be a riddle, but easy to understand. The United States must not give up its forces in Europe or the other nations, for they will be disarmed and we will be attacked. Oh, that's terrible. Oh, yes, I see it. Houses just coming down. It's awful. They're shooting. Oh, my goodness. My child, at this moment, because of the perversity of the world's children, we see it necessary to stand back and watch a just punishment upon mankind. I do not want you to think that we are a punishing God. We love our children, but sometimes the Eternal Father knows the hearts, and they have been hardened. Man has given himself over to pursuits of the flesh, and as such, he condemns his soul to hell or purgatory. Pray, my children, pray for the souls in purgatory. Many shall be there until the end of the world. Yes, I did see hell already, Jesus. Yes, a lady took me down. I really, yes, you want me to go down there again? If you want me to, I will. well, don't be affrighted, my child. Just look. I am holding your hand.
We'll pause here for a moment before Veronica goes down and sees a vision of hell. You're listening to These Last Days radio broadcast in these last days before that glorious day when Jesus Christ returns. We have a fantastic book titled The Virgin Mary's Bayside Prophecies. It's a pocket-sized paperback book that has the 1980 through 1994 Bayside Prophecies. Some of these messages have never been published before. This book tells of the great events leading up to the second coming of Jesus and how to prepare for them. It has the solutions to all the world's problems we face today. It has 532 pages and costs $5.95 plus $3 shipping and handling. Order it today from These Last Days, P.O. Box 40, Lowell, Michigan, 49331. You may use your MasterCard, Visa, or American Express and call 616-698-6448. You can also order it on our website at www.tldm.org. Also, this book is available, The Virgin Mary's Bayside Prophecies, is available on the internet at amazon.com, the bookstore. The number of holy hours pledged before our Lord in the Most Blessed Sacrament totals 42,186 hours. We ask everyone to pray that the miraculous spring will erupt at St. Robert Bellarmine Church at Bayside, New York, and Our Lady will appear over the old church building very soon. Also, please pray there will be many generous supporters to help keep Our Lady of the Roses prophecies on this radio station. Today we have the story of St. Casimir. It was said of St. Casimir, the young prince of the royal house of Poland, that his life is spent more in church than in the royal palace. 23 years of age when he died on March 4th on 1484. He led a vigorous and religious life for God, which was inspired by his pious and wise mother. His first teacher, who would not allow him to be spoiled by pomp and luxury and always maintained strict discipline over him. His piety grew and developed into a great love of God. His regard for the Most Blessed Sacrament impressed everyone. After daily Mass, he would remain in church for 2 hours. He loved to visit churches, and if the door was locked, he would kneel at the door, adoring God in the tabernacle, strictly ordering his attendants to tell no one. After his death, his holy life attracted thousands to his tomb, and the faith the people had in his intercessory power with God won for them the favors they sought. So many miracles were granted that a bell in Poland was inscribed with these words, "Casimir, wonderful on earth, more wonderful in heaven." These Last Days Ministries is on the internet at www.tldm.org. We have the end time prophecies of Our Lady of the Roses, the actual recordings of the message, testimonies, directives from heaven, miraculous pictures, this radio program, and much more. And now we have a new feature where you can do word searches in the messages, in the directives, in the Bible, or in the whole website. So you can look up words such as wars, AIDS, floods, earthquakes, tornadoes, UFOs, Satan, comet star, heaven, hell, purgatory, World War III, plagues, famine, Fatima, the third secret, etc. Take a look on the internet at www.tldm, which stands for These Last Days Ministries, .org. I think you'll be in for a pleasant surprise. And now we again return to the Bayside prophecies given on June 18, 1990. We continue at a point where Veronica is taken down to see the inside of hell.
Oh my goodness. I see where we're drifting into a hole, like it's like a large hole in the ground. And I hear people screaming. They're screaming at the top of their lungs. But I look down now. Jesus said to look down. I want to look up. The heat was so great. Like, I don't want to look down, but I will. I know they're demons hanging on the walls of the cave, like place we're at, that Jesus says is a part one of hell. And all these souls, there must be thousands of them are screaming. They're screaming and crying. And they're like burning embers. The bodies are floating all around. They have no weight. It looks like bodies, and yet it looks like coals burning. Oh, bless Mother and Jesus. Please bring me out of here. Oh, it's terrible. Yes. My child and my children. If I could show this to everyone, you would be on your knees every day. I ask you now to pray for the souls in purgatory, and even pray for those who are in hell. But of course, my children, unfortunately, hell is eternal. Yes. Now, my child, my mother made it known to you about the AIDS epidemic. There will be a cure for mankind as soon as we see the legislative bodies and those politicians of the world who are at this time causing the abortions with their monies and their funding, especially in the United States. Abortion is murder, and as such, you shall all be condemned as murderers at the time of your death, unless you repent now of your sin. The Eternal Father sent each and every soul upon earth. Repeat again, my children, to those hardened hearts and deaf ears that will not listen no matter what. They must be then attacked by prayer. They have to be prayers so numerous that I would advise that the rosaries be up in every home. Parents, your children, please have them pray. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Jesus says, the Eternal Father wants you to remember what his mother said, that you will read Job chapter 33, verse 4, and it says, repeat it, my child. Yes. It says, I am the Almighty. I am the Almighty. But first, the Spirit of life made me, and the breath of the Almighty gave me life. Therefore, you shall not destroy every creation of the Eternal Father. Penance will be great upon mankind for anyone who condones these heinous acts. Veronica, my child, I repeat again, though my mother had been throughout your country for years now with her messages. We ask that the priests take themselves out of this world. They are becoming men of the state, not men of God.
You have just heard part of the Bayside prophecies given on June 18, 1990. The complete prophecy in printed form is available free. Just call 616-698-6448 or write These Last Days, P.O. Box 40, Lowell, Michigan, 49331. And now we have the latest news from Our Lady of the Roses Shrine, from Veronica Lukin's former secretary and close personal friend, Mrs. Ann Ferguson. Hello, Mrs. Ferguson.
Hello, Gary. It's a pleasure to speak to you and your listeners again. Now, let's see. My first testimony here is from Maryland. To Our Lady of the Roses, I am a Methodist and a regular church goer. But since I have been watching your television program, I have changed my mind. I am now a Roman Catholic, of which I am closer to God and the Virgin Mary. So to be a good worshiper, I would like you to send Catholic the daily prayers and other prayers of the day. Thank you very much, and then that is signed. Now I have one here from Poland. To Our Lady of the Roses. I was so happy to receive the rose petals. I want to share my good news with you. A man was going for a very serious operation. The doctors were reluctant to operate on him because he was going to die anyway. I offered him a rose petal. The operation was successful, and after a few weeks, he returned to work. Even the doctors believed in the power of this rose petal from Our Lady of the Roses Shrine, and they asked if they could have ones for the roses petals for themselves. Please send me 20 more rose petals. Thank you, and then that is signed. Now, the next party is from Rhode Island. Our Lady of the Roses took my prayers to her son, Jesus. I had been a very heavy smoker for years. I became sick with asthma and emphysema. I've tried everything to stop smoking. You name it, I tried it. Even my doctor told me that I would never be able to stop because of my anxiety. I was smoking 2.5 packs a day, and I just about lived in the house because I couldn't breathe. While praying the rosary and placing the blessed rose petal to my chest one night, I asked my Mary, our blessed mother, to please help me. At midnight, I stopped smoking. I never picked one up since. I do not even have a desire for one. I never even went through what most call withdrawals. Our Lady is so good, and although I am still sick with asthma and emphysema, I am breathing so much better. I feel so good. Thank you, dear Jesus, for this blessing. Thank you, dear Blessed Mother, for asking and answering my prayers. And that is signed. Now, my next party here is from California. To Our Lady of the Roses, I had the privilege to attend the June 18th vigil. I was praying my rosary very devoutly as I had a very special intention. I was attracted towards the sun. As I noticed so many were looking, the sun seemed to be shining directly on the sacred ground. It was pulsating, pulsating. Then it began to revolve to the left, continuing to pulse and revolve around and round. A very indescribable, colorful ring formed around it as it turned. As I watched and I prayed, a perfect 19 formed inside the circle. I was amazed. I was seeing a special miracle before my eyes. It was the 19th anniversary of Our Lady of the Roses. I watched and wondered if it would descend closer to the earth, as in Fatima miracle of the sun. I could look directly into the sun. I will be forever grateful for this blessing I received on the 19th anniversary of Our Lady of the Roses, and that is signed. Now I have another party here from Vermont. To Our Lady's Workers. Back in November 1998, my doctor found a growth on my uterus called a polyp, which was somewhat large. I had been having woman problems for over a year. So when my doctor told me the news, I was afraid it would be cancer. About a week before I had to go in for surgery to remove the polyps. My husband's thoughtful boss gave him a blessed rose petal from Our Lady of the Roses Shrine to give to me. And she told my husband for me to keep this rose petal, for it had healing powers. I kept the card with me all the time in hopes for the rose petal to help me in some way. After I woke from my surgery in the hospital, my doctor came to me with astonishment and said that my polyp had passed by itself. When he started to examine me on the operating table, he had to ask for my chart to make sure he had the right person, the right patient. He informed me that in all his years of practice, no one has ever passed a polyp that by itself without surgery. Then he said I was given a very clean bill of health. Everyone I've told about my good fortune told me it must have been the blessed rose petal from Our Lady of the Roses Shrine. I know, I believe I am being watched over by this powerful rose petal. Then that is signed. That's all I have today, Gary.
Thank you, Mrs. Ferguson. And I'd like to thank everybody for joining us today. Be sure to join us next week. Until then, may Jesus and Mary richly bless you and protect you and your loved ones in these last days before that glorious day when Jesus Christ comes from heaven with great power and majesty.
You've been listening to These Last Days broadcast. We hope this program has been a blessing to you. We ask you to invite your family, friends, and relatives to join us next week at this time. We plead for your prayers that many will listen to this program and save their souls. Many miracles have occurred through Our Lady of the Roses medal and rose petals, blessed by Jesus and Mary at Bayside. You may obtain these without cost by writing These Last Days, Lowell, Michigan, 49331. The written messages are available free upon request. Your financial support is urgently needed to ensure this broadcast continues to be heard on this station. It will greatly encourage us in our ministry to hear from you. Please mention the call letters of this station when you write. Again, our mailing address is These Last Days, Lowell, Michigan, 49331.
These Last Days radio program has been brought to you by These Last Days Ministries, Incorporated.